tired faces fill the lobby of Indianapolis's Amtrak station, where riders are waiting to catch the 6 a.m. Hoosier State Line heading toward Chicago. But today, they'll have to wait a little longer than expected. The train arrives more than an hour late because of an issue with a switch along a track owned by CSX Corporation. Delays aren't uncommon along this route. According to Amtrak, the Hoosier State Line ran on time just about 50% over the past 12 months.
The service runs over five different rail lines operated by five different companies, and there's a lot of dispatching and handing off that occurs to get the train from one location to another. We're trying to find a way to simplify that, and by simplifying that, that'll make it easier to deliver on-time performance.
That's Indiana Department of Transportation spokesperson Will Wingfield. He's hopeful on-time performance is one of many factors that will improve under a new agreement that started last month. Under the agreement, Amtrak operates the line, while Iowa Pacific provides the equipment and maintenance. And new amenities for riders are part of the deal.
Folks, we do have a Superdome on this train today, and it's open seating for anybody that would like to ride up there. The Superdome was built in 1954 for the Santa Fe Super Chief running between Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles.
The Superdome features a glass domed ceiling and booths where people can sit to take in the views. It's free for all passengers for now, but the plan is to eventually offer business class along the route, which would include food and beverage service. The train does have a dining car, which offers hot breakfast and dinner depending on the time of day.
Folks, proud to say, no microwave on this train. Everything is prepared right here on the train by our own chef.
Rita George and her husband rode the train last year and are taking it again on their way to Albuquerque. She's pleasantly surprised by the recent improvements.
I was really dreading it because I knew how it was last year, so it just makes it nicer, a lot friendlier.
The hope is those improvements will attract more riders. Hoosier State Line ridership from October 2014 to June of this year was down 8% compared to the previous year. For now, Wingfield says NDOT and communities along the route are crossing their fingers while they pay to keep the line running.
At this point, we anticipate the state would pay about $255,000 per month, and then the local communities, it's about $21,000 per month combined.
The city of Lafayette is one of the communities chipping in. It pays between $6,000 and $7,000 a month. That's no small chunk of change for cities that are struggling with dwindling budgets. But Lafayette Mayor Tony Rozworski says it's a worthwhile investment.
We look at it as economic development, not just taking a leisure ride on the train. We look at it as how do you retain talent? How do you get people to move here? Is that a nice amenity? Say, hey, I can jump on a train, go to Indy or Chicago, don't have to get in my car.
But in order to get more people to take the train, Rozworski says it has to be reliable.
It doesn't have to be a huge high speed, but it has to get to Chicago in a reasonable amount of time and be reliable. And if we think if it continues to do that, there'll be people that will really use it.
Even with delays, passengers we talked to, like Larry Abrams, do plan on riding again because he says this is how train travel should be.
This is the greatest. And to go from Chicago from Indianapolis to Chicago and back for $52, I think, that's dirt cheap.
The Hoosier State Line is also offering Wi-Fi as part of its new amenities, but only in areas where there's cell phone reception. At the end of the 23-month agreement, the state will have the option to renew its agreement with Amtrak and Iowa Pacific for up to four additional years. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier in Lafayette.